How you doing?
Wow.
Why don't you talk a little bit about Summer League?
Feel like Iverson. No.
Why don't you talk a little bit about Summer League and how you developed kind of a relationship with some of the players that are going to be here now and how that helped you get a roster spot here?
Well, Summer League was great, man. And just for the simple fact of on and off the court, you know, relationship with the guys and, getting to know the guys more and knowing, you know, what they like to do, what they don't like to do. And actually, you know, since I've been, you know, in the league for 5-6 years, you know, showing them and telling them what's the right, you know, right and the wrong things to do on and off the court, you know. And I think that's very vital and key to when you come in here playing with a young team, you know, that they need, you know, veteran guys there when it's a situation where you done lost 3 or 4 games in a row and, you know, you're one of the key guys on the team and the media is on you so hard and you're frustrated and you don't know which way to turn, where to go. And, I mean, it's a situation, too, where your family can say, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it. You're my number one guy, this and that. But, you know, in our reality is, it's times where players need to talk to players. You know what I'm saying? And as a young guy, just like Kevin and Jeff, you know, they're going to have their ups and downs. You know, they're going to have their ups and downs. And, you know, I just hope that I'm here, you know, long enough to help them like I helped them in Summer League, you know, to, you know, go through what they're going to go through. Because some guys break down from that and can never bounce back the whole season, you know. And then they say, oh, he was a bust and he was this. Well, that's not the case, you know. The case is some people needed that positive energy, you know, that you know, try to go out with a different approach, try to go out, you know, getting everybody involved or try to go out, you know, and be more aggressive. You know, some people need that. And like I said, you can be at home and tell me that, but when you got a guy there at the game with you, at practice with you, sitting there out the timeouts, check this out, now you did this, you know, make this. Because, I mean, my thing is, as you know, I never was, you know, a guy in the NBA that started, you know, every game, whatever. So I've always been evaluating my teammates. You know, always been something like an assistant coach helping my teammates when something there is going on. I'm not just sitting there in my street clothes. You know, I'm going to sit there with a notebook and a pad like a coach and be like, hey, man, you know, I see, you know, the guy you guard, he beating you, he going left every time. So this is what you need to go out and help him do. I mean, this is what you need to go out, try to make him go right or try to make him, you know, do something different. So it's really been, you know, helping me, you know, to what I want to do in the future out the basketball. And also, you know, a lot of veteran guys that I played with, like, you know, Vince Carter and Jerry Stackhouse and Grant Hill and guys like that, it really helped them. For me doing that for them, it really helped them. So I think that it can really, you know, help the young guys here, not just Kevin and Jeff, but, you know, a lot of other guys that have just been playing 2 or 3 years that, you know what I'm saying, little points, little key points can help.
So eventually after your playing career is over, you want to
coaching. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one of my biggest, you know. Yes, sir.
With that said, how do you see your role here? I imagine it's going to be a pretty competitive camp because there's a lot of spots opening up right now.
It's you know, I look at it like, I mean, honestly, I go into every camp like there's nobody guaranteed. You know, because nowadays people are being bought out of contracts. And, you know, back in the day, it's like, well, he has a guaranteed contract, so he's got to be here. No. Nowadays, people are being brought out of their contracts. So, you know, I go and I mean, I done been in so many situations where I done been on the team where there's been 15 guys guaranteed on the roster. And at the end of the season, I was on that roster. You know, I mean, whatever way it went, I was there. So, honestly, man, I'm just tell you, I just keep my faith in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Because and more and more as I read the Bible, you know, it just shows me, you know, I can do all things through Christ, you know what I'm saying, who strengthens me. So I just keep that approach. I keep that approach. And, you know, some guys fall by the wayside by believing what they see. You know, there's a lot of guys probably wouldn't have came to camp and said, oh, it's 14 guys guaranteed and 3 of them point guards. And you very rarely see a team hold 4 point guards. Yeah, that's what you very rarely see. You know, so, I mean, I look at it like, you know what I'm saying? To me, man, it's more than just coming out here getting that 10, 15 points. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's when you got 15 guys, everybody got a job. That's why everybody's check is different. You know, when you got a guy making $10 million, that's because he do something different than you do. You know, so I look at a situation and say, okay, well, if there's guys in my position, there's guys in my position that's, you know, guaranteed is going to be that starting guy, whatever. Okay, now it's my job to help that guy get better. You know, it's my job to keep that locker room under control while coach is focusing on something else before he comes in the locker room at halftime and I haven't played in the game and I know what's going on. It's my job to say, hey, fellas, check this out. We're not doing X, Y, and Z. That's what we're getting beat. Or we need to do this better. You know, so that's, you know, I see a lot of things that I can do, you know what I'm saying, in this organization besides going out saying, yeah, I'm looking to play 15, 20 minutes or coach ain't playing me. I'm mad about that. Nah, man, I mean, my thing in life has always been help somebody else get to the top and I'll get there faster. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, I mean, that's the approach I take. You know, I'm not looking at, oh, it's 14 guaranteed guys, but you can keep 15. I'm not into that. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to do my job. And, you know, whatever the job it is for me to do that the Lord want me to do here forever, how long, that's what I'm here to do.
So if it happens here, great, but maybe it'll happen somewhere else as well.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I've never been a person that looked at a plan B. I don't look at plan B, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're looking at a plan B, you're doubting what you're doing. So, I mean, I never thought about a plan B. You know, I look at it, well, okay, I'm coming here, I'm going to be here. And that's what I come to work to do. You know, I don't come here to say, oh, well, I didn't come here for a GM or a coach to tell me, well, you played hard, you did well, but I don't understand that sentence, you know. But if that's the situation, I'm going to do what I got to do. But like I say, I'm just on the plan A. You brought me here, I'm here for a reason. And I'm here to fulfill that reason and continue to fulfill my dream and my career.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate it. Nice meeting you.
Yeah.